Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Thursday evening, August 6th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. expands patent portfolio, advances Texitron fusion development. American Fusion Inc. expands its patent portfolio with 6 new U.S. South patent applications for its Texitron fusion engine, bringing the total to 82 applications. The company is focusing on reactor architecture, plasma confinement, and electromagnetic systems to support future commercialization. Updates include progress on its Form 211 application for potential OTCQB market listing and upcoming Texitron testing at Texas Tech University for system performance refinement.
Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining Corp. advances Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program with third validation well. Max Power Mining Corp. advances its Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program with the drilling of the Lawson 3 well in Saskatchewan. The company successfully cased Lawson 2, confirming a large natural hydrogen with conditions and productions as the top iron stars hand up. Lawson 3, located near the original discovery well, aims to strengthen the additional iron stars in Saskatchewan. The ongoing drilling program seeks to establish the world's first large-scale commercial natural hydrogen system.
Investor News Breaks, Energy Fuels Inc., NYSE, and what's your favorite side? A little pleasure in this video at the like of the for-profit media archive. Showcasing uranium production growth and advancements in rare earth expansion. The company announced acquisitions, started building a rare earth processing plant, and progressed on the Donald Project joint venture in Australia. Financially, Energy Fuels reported revenue of $25.10 million and a net loss of $33.40 million due to acquisition costs. The company arranged 2026 production guidance and highlighted its mine-to-magnet strategy for critical materials.
Network news breaks. Olenox Industries regains NASDAQ listing compliance. Olenox Industries has regained compliance with NASDAQ listing rule 5250C1 after filing its delayed annual report in first quarter Form 10-Q. CEO Mike McLaren highlighted the completion of filings after a year of acquisitions and auditor changes. The company's common stock will continue trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol OLOX. Focusing now on executing its energy business strategy and growth agenda.
China publishes new testing standards for electric vehicle batteries. China has published new testing standards for electric vehicle batteries, focusing on battery health readings for passenger electric cars. Analysts speculate if these standards could become a global benchmark. This move could impact companies like Massimo Group, prompting them to reference these standards. For more updates on the electric vehicle sector, visit greencarstocks.com.
Nuclear deal between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia redefines renewable energy landscape. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have inked a groundbreaking nuclear energy deal, reshaping the renewable energy landscape in the Middle East. The pact, sealed by U.S. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright and Saudi Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman Al Saud in late July, raises questions on the future of renewable energy projects in the region. Companies like American Fusion Inc. will be closely monitoring these new nuclear energy agreements, anticipating potential transformations in the industry.
Energy storage prevents waste, but investment and policy challenges remain. Energy storage systems play a crucial role in the transition to renewable energy, addressing the intermittency challenge. Despite investment and policy hurdles, firms like Tesla Inc. are leading the way by committing significant resources. Trillion Dollar Club provides a platform for companies like these to communicate their vision to a wide audience of investors and influencers.
supply squeeze, deadly storms push copper prices higher. Copper prices are on the rise due to severe winter storms in Chile disrupting mining operations, exacerbating an already tight global market. With Chile being a significant copper producer, heavy snowfall, flooding, and strong winds have halted production at major mines. Companies like Collective Mining Limited will be closely monitoring how copper prices react to these challenges.
Investor news breaks: Greenland Energy Company issues shareholder update on Jameson Land exploration progress. Greenland Energy Company provided a shareholder update on progress towards its exploration program in the Jameson Land Basin in East Greenland. The company is working with joint venture partner 80 Mile Place to advance permitting, focusing on engineering, logistics, and environmental compliance. Recent meetings with Greenlandic regulators have been positive, moving the project closer to necessary approvals for drilling. The winter exploration program will now concentrate on one well to prioritize operational excellence and environmental stewardship.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. Message for 1 minute and 30 seconds to support one NewsRamp. I hope you remember newsramp.com to read all of today's news.